This is Putting Numbers to Work from MetLife, where complex data from the benefits landscape is distilled into lessons employers can immediately put into action. Now here's your host, Marcus Smallwood.
Welcome to MetLife's podcast, Putting Numbers to Work, where experts take complex ideas from across the benefit research landscape and distill them into lessons employers can put into action. Hi, everybody. I'm Marcus Smallwood, Regional Vice President here at MetLife. Now, HR professionals are inundated with news stories and emerging trends that help predict radical shifts in employee expectations and how organizations need to change to stay competitive. It's hard to know who to trust, what's hype, what's real, and what's going to have an impact. This show will give you the data, confidence, and practical advice you need to help stay competitive and build a stronger, more productive, and holistically healthy workforce. Today's guest is a good friend of mine, Jamie Madden, Senior Vice President of Workforce Engagement and Benefits Connectivity at MetLife. In this day and age, factors like compensation are just the baseline. If companies want to attract and retain the best talent, it's imperative that they understand the importance of offering holistic wellness programs, in addition to other types of benefits. Now, Jamie and I will discuss the ins and outs of these wellness programs and benefits, how they impact the employee experience, and why they're so critical. So, Jamie, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Marcus. Great to be here. And thank you so much for asking me to join.
Well, I tell you what, Jamie, it's been an absolute pleasure and a joy working with you over the years. I mean, you're a great friend, your colleague. You've been a mentor of mine. I've gotten to report to you and you're just an amazing leader. So I know everything about you. At least I think I do, right? But I thought we'd start off with giving our listeners a little more context about who you are. And maybe you can share a little bit about your role here at MetLife and how you got here today.
Excellent. Thanks, Marcus. And way to tee up this conversation. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about here and I'm really excited about the opportunity to do so. I'm Jamie Madden. I've been with MetLife for 16 years. And had the opportunity to lead in different parts of our organization. And as I think about the past 16 years, the time that I've enjoyed the most is when I have a chance to sit down with our customers and our brokers to understand what's most important to them. Many of the topics that you teed up at the beginning, Marcus, are what's top of mind. And as I think about our ability to help to solve for those needs, a lot of the things that we'll talk about today are spearheaded through our thought leadership and different things that we can bring forward to support our customers and our brokers. And so you mentioned my role today in our Workforce Engagement and Benefits Connectivity organization. And that organization is really focused on helping to solve for our customers and our brokers' needs. We connect the steps from enrollment to engagement, which we know is so important. So think about the third parties that our customers and our brokers do business with that help to support during open enrollment or benefits administration. We manage really important relationships with those third parties so that we can support our customers and our brokers. An important part of that is data integration. And so we also have a team that focuses on how we seamlessly exchange data, which is really important. And then our third part of our organization is focused on delivering best-in-class engagement and communication strategies, much of what we'll talk about today. So really excited about the chance to speak to not only what's happening, right, what our customers and our brokers are facing, but more importantly, some different ideas that we have through our thought leadership and also things that we've seen work really well with our customers.
Well, thank you, Jamie. And you know this, your organization is a critical part of what we do at MetLife and adds tremendous value to all of our stakeholders and our relationships across the business and out in the marketplace. And as you know, Jamie, we've spent a few of our episodes diving into the different elements of our MetLife's annual employee benefit trend study, which I know you appreciate. I know you geek out about our trends and our study just as much as I do. But just to recap, you know, our trend study explores the latest trends in workplace dynamics and employer-employee relationships. And in 2023, the report unveiled the role of care in fostering a productive, committed, and engaged workforce, which is demonstrated by purposeful work, a social and supportive culture, flexibility and work-life balance, and professional growth and training opportunities. Now, I'm excited to have you here today, Jamie, to discuss the final piece of the care puzzle, right? It's the wellness programs and benefits. So let's start more broadly. What's the connection between employee care and a benefits package?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing that's really important to acknowledge is that those that are listening to this podcast are those that are focused on this every day. And employers and customers do a tremendous amount of work here. And I just want to acknowledge that coming off of open enrollment, the work and the time that went into thinking about the benefits offering and how they can create an experience that really acknowledges the importance that their workforce plays. But as we oftentimes think about it, and I know customers and brokers think about it, what more can we do? So you asked about care. And if you're an employee, and we both are, as those that are in the audience, we think about benefits and certainly wellness programs as a part of our own experience. And we oftentimes will use that experience to think about how our employer demonstrates care, right? And if we take a step back, we're in an interesting time because the economic environment has taken a downturn. And financial wellness is something that, as individuals, we all are thinking a lot about. In fact, only about 55% of individuals feel financially healthy. So if we think about what benefits can do, which are a form of protection and support, they play a really important part because the benefits that employers offer help to alleviate financial stress, which actually demonstrates care because employees who feel more financially healthy actually feel more cared for. So there's that direct link. The last thing I'll say is we asked employers why they continue to invest so heavily in benefits. I just talked about most employers or our customers have just gone through open enrollment. They spend a tremendous amount of time, not only what they're going to offer, but how they're going to offer it and how they're going to engage with their employees. The number one reason that they tell us is because it demonstrates care. So employers really understand that connection, and we are committed to helping provide thought leadership and different solutions and ways and strategies that they can deploy year-round and during open enrollment, so that their workforce sees the most from their benefits.
Yeah, that's great, Jamie. And when I think about how and when an employer demonstrates care, I can't help but think of when they get it right, it helps with an employee feeling happy and supported at work. And we know that when that employee feels happy and supported, that plays into loyalty. And a loyal employee becomes a more productive employee, right? Gets so much more out of them. So it's fantastic. And one of my favorite parts of the trend study is analyzing what benefits are perking employees' interest, as well as how they're using the benefits to support their holistic health. So what do employees want right now, Jamie? Did anything stand out from you in terms of the benefit trend study?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a great resource. Obviously, this entire series has been about the employee benefits trend study, and we're getting ready to release the next one in March. And would encourage everyone to not only read the most recent, but certainly what will be coming out, because it is a great resource to understand what's on employees' minds and what's on employers' minds. So a couple of things that stood out to me. The first is, what's most important to employees today when they think about their benefits offering? The first is, probably to no surprise, especially given the economic environment, is affordability. Over 70% of employees say that affordability is a way in which their employer can demonstrate care, but only a little over 50% say that their benefits are affordable. So we know it's important, but there's a bit of a gap. The next is access. Employees are telling us that they want access to more benefits. And I would even say more non-traditional benefits. So think a legal program or pet insurance. Over 60% of employees say they want more access to different benefits. And that's actually at an all-time high since 2013. And then the last is options. Employees want a wider array of benefits that are customizable to what their needs are. And 60% of employees that we surveyed said, hey, there are some benefits that I've heard of, or maybe my friends or family told me about, that my employer doesn't offer today. So I think there's a real opportunity to tap into what your workforce is interested in. And we've seen customers do things like survey their employees at the beginning of the year to understand how they're feeling about their benefits and maybe what benefits are important to them. The second theme that we saw, which is probably not surprising, but I think it's really important to keep in mind, is while voluntary benefits continue to be important and continue to rise in importance, the mainstay programs like health insurance and PTO are just as important. And then the third theme that came up that we'll talk a little bit about is the focus and importance on customizing benefits and providing a comprehensive benefit solution. And what's tagged onto that as well, we'll talk about that at some point, is around communication, because I think there are some important learnings there. But if an employer is able to do all of that or articulate that they are working towards being able to deliver on those key items, it demonstrates that the employer understands the diversity of the workforce, understands that they have different needs, and that they're looking to solve and help them on various fronts, depending on what's important to them, where they are in their life stage, and what their goals are as well.
Yeah, I love how you hit on that. An employer really having a diverse perspective when it comes to benefits is so important. You know, we've hit on this a few times on the podcast with other guests, just around a one-size-fits-all approach is not the answer to this, right? And you can see it in our study too, because not everything that came out of the study is rainbows and roses. Unfortunately, the study also revealed that 61% of employees say that they are satisfied with the benefits they receive. And this is the lowest level of benefit satisfaction in the last decade, which is super concerning. So we have work to do, but it might also have to do with the lack of understanding among employees about the benefits that are available and how these offerings can support them. So Jamie, you talked about communication a little bit. Maybe that's where you're leaning into, but what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so a lot of thoughts here. I think it's important first to recognize that while the survey results are at an all-time low, I will say, and Marcus, I know you feel the same when you're out connecting with brokers and customers, we know how much work and time and effort and investment and frankly, passion that goes into trying to get this right. So as customers and brokers who are helping to support their customers are thinking about this, there's a couple of things that we think are important to keep in mind. So first, going to why does it matter? 76% of employees are happier and 62% feel more stable when they understand their benefits. So there's a real connection to the importance of understanding and then how an employee feels. And certainly then there's the domino effect of a more loyal and happy workforce. But the reality is 45% of employees say that there are elements of their benefits package that they don't understand today, which is a large number, and 50% of employees say, I wish I was more informed. So we know that there's a need. And so what's happening when employees are going through these experiences that maybe give us some insight into what we should be doing differently? So when we talk to employees about their open enrollment experience, 60% of employees said that they lacked understanding. So when we ask them, how do you feel about the selections you made? Many of them say that they regret the decisions that they made because they didn't understand maybe the benefits offerings or what they needed. The second interesting point is, and probably not surprising to many of us, many employees procrastinate. So 30% of employees that we surveyed said, yeah, I waited to the last minute, right? And I didn't have enough time. And I think we can say that about a lot of things in our life. So time is precious. And how do we motivate people to make the time to look at their benefits and really understand? And then 40% said, you know, as I think about my open enrollment experience, I actually didn't connect with anyone about it. It could be a peer, it could be a family member or a friend to understand what benefits they selected into, maybe how they used them at some point and the value that they found. So there's absolutely a need for continued focus on communication, because that's really important. That gets to the, I want to understand more. And also, how does this connect to my needs? But I also think there's a tremendous opportunity for employers to continue to remind their employees to set aside time, to look into their benefits, to really understand what they do and how they can support them, and also encourage them to connect with peers, family members, or friends to understand how they use their benefits. And that might help them decide or influence the benefits that they spend time looking at and ultimately decide to participate in.
Yeah, I love so many great nuggets there, Jamie. And we put a lot of pressure on the employer, right, to make sure that we're providing the right benefits to employees, you know, the right access to the right partners. But a lot of the onus is on us too, as the employee, right? We do need to put aside time to really understand these benefits. And I know we had polled employees a couple of years back, and it was clear that they were spending more time scrolling through social media than they were focusing on their benefits during their annual enrollment time. Now, I think a key component of a strong benefit strategy, and you mentioned this, is a clear, transparent communication plan. It's just a must. But to your point, Jamie, the communication has to be two things. You know, it has to be tailored to meet the different employee demographics, unique needs, and communication preferences. And then secondly, it needs to be year-round to help employees understand how they can maximize the benefits throughout the year, not just at that one point in time during annual enrollment. So any tips for employers on how to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, gone are the days where we just needed to ensure that employees knew what benefits were being offered and how to sign up, right? Like that's table stakes today. So a couple of thoughts on how employers can approach this and how brokers can help as well. So what we find, Marcus, to your point, is there's a very diverse workforce. And we know that every individual may prefer to be communicated to in a different way. So not only are we needing to be focused on communication and comprehensive communication, but also the diversity in which we use different channels to communicate. So when we talk to customers, they're testing things out like leveraging town halls or using internal chat resources. They're also thinking about how do I communicate in terms of how long is my message? So am I sending more information because some individuals may want to understand everything versus more social media chat-like, right? Short form where it's a snippet. Or maybe it's something like this, like a podcast or a video. So understanding how your employees like to be communicated to, but also understanding that you need to have different modes of communication or different channels. We also have found that employees are really seeking not just phenomenal communication at time of open enrollment, but they're also wanting what we're calling an always-on engagement approach. And that means that communication doesn't just start and stop at open enrollment. It's really 365 days. And the focus around that is I've selected into these programs and I really want to understand how to use them or remind me of the value. Or when something happens, help me understand that the benefit that I selected in is now something that I can leverage. And so we know how important that is at MetLife, and we're really excited about a collaboration with NIA that we recently announced that really helps us to enhance that open enrollment experience and allows us to engage in a very meaningful way year-round so an employee or a participant understands the value that their benefits bring. There is real return on investment in focusing on getting communication right because it helps to improve understanding and it demonstrates care because now employees better understand their benefits. And Marcus, as you mentioned earlier, that really then connects to a more loyal, happy workforce, which we know is a really, really good thing for all of us.
Wow, Jamie, gave us so much to think about. I could talk about this all day long. I mean, I really can. So
we really could. Yeah.
Right, I know. You know, but we do need to wrap up our show here. And let's do that with some of the main takeaways for our listeners. Okay. So how can employers demonstrate care through their benefit package today? And how can they make sure employees are making the most out of the options that are available to them?
Love it. So two things. We started with affordability. I think that's really important. Listen, it's always important, but in today's time, we know that employees, individuals are really focused on their finances, right? So how do benefits packages help to support them and protect them in different ways? The second is options, right? As employers are thinking about their benefits offering, how can they help to expand their offering? How can they offer benefits that feel or can be more customized to what an employee needs? How do the benefits support financial tools and resources that employees and their families can use as they're thinking about short, mid, and long-term goals? And finally, how is an employer then bringing all of that together to help to communicate in a meaningful way that demonstrates that they understand that every employee is different in terms of how they want to be communicated to, but that every benefit that they offer helps to solve for some needs and helping their employees understand how those benefits can help to solve for them. So there's a lot here, but I think we're doing such tremendous work already. And there are just some things that we can work collectively on to really help to make the next open enrollment a success, but also to demonstrate that care throughout the year to each of the employees in the workforce.
Well, Tammy, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all that you do, your team, and for the insight that you've provided today for all of our listeners. And thanks for joining our podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Marcus. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're having back too. So don't get too settled. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Well, that's all we have for today's episode. Again, I want to give a big thanks to Jamie Madden for joining us to discuss the wellness programs and benefits. If you've enjoyed the conversation, which we hope that you have, make sure that you subscribe to Putting Numbers to Work and leave us a review. Tell us what you like. We'd love to hear from you. Again, I'm Marcus Smallwood, and this has been Putting Numbers to Work, presented by MetLife. Thanks, everybody.